Price to sell or price to sit? Again, price to sell or price to sit? There's only two types of pricing you can do on your property when you're looking to sell. This is by far the most important part, because a lot of times I see over and over again, sellers have a phenomenal house that any buyer would love to be in, but they've overpriced it and now buyers don't even know that home exists. So there's three different things you want to consider when talking price to sell versus price your home to sit. The first thing is why. Why are you selling right now? Are you selling because of a personal situation? Are you selling because you just want to see what the marketplace gives you? Are you selling because you're going through something right now? Why are you selling? And when you ask yourself, why are you selling? You need to discover, are you selling because I need to or because I want to? Those are two completely different strategies as a real estate professional on the best game plan in order to help accomplish your goal of selling. Maybe you're somebody that, hey, I'm only selling it just for a few months just to kind of see what the market says. It's not a really big deal if I don't sell. Or are you in a situation that you need to sell? This is information that you need to start thinking about when you're trying to think about putting your home on the market, because simply being, that can literally be the difference between your property sitting on the market and closing in 2 to 3 months, or your property sitting on the market and never getting no offers for 5 or 6 months. So you really need to understand, why are you selling? The second thing you need to ask yourself is, how much time do you have? How much time do you really have? Are you in a situation that you need to sell within a couple months? Are you in a situation where you're okay with sitting on the market for 4, 5, 6 months and see what happens? The big thing you also want to ask yourself is, how many mortgage payments can you continue to pay on this property? If you still have a mortgage on the property, you need to calculate and decide, hey, how many more months can I continue to make this mortgage payment until now we're really in a situation where I need to hurry up and sell? Because every month that you sit on the market is another mortgage payment that you're making. So you really need to ask yourself this question. You also need to ask the other question of, am I in a buyer's market or am I in a seller's market? Now, I don't expect you to be able to know that. That's where a real estate professional like myself comes into play. But you really need to ask yourself, if you're in a buyer's market, buyers have a pool of choices to choose from. And they might like your home, but they might like 5 other homes that they go take a look at. If you're in a seller's market, maybe you can be more aggressive. But again, it all depends on your situation. Right now, with the interest rates rising right now in the mortgage rates, it has now went from a massive seller's market to where now it's going back neutral, because now there's not as many buyers in the marketplace as there used to be. There was a lot bigger buyer pool when the interest rates are at 2, 3, 4% rather than right now being at 6 or 7%. So you don't have as many buyers in the marketplace. So because of that, you also have to be considerate again. Why are you selling? How much time do you really have? How many mortgage payments can you make on it? But again, to know whether you're in a buyer's or seller's market, that's what a real estate professional is going to be able to show you data for your specific area, for your neighborhood, to really be able to determine that. And the third thing you need to think about is, what are your relocation plans? Are you in a situation where you already have somewhere you're living? Maybe you're just selling a rental property, so you don't really need a whole lot of, you don't really need to be able to sell right now. Or maybe you do need to be able to sell your rental property right now based on whatever you need the funds for. Are you in a situation where you need to sell this house in order to buy the next one? Because now if that's the case, that's a completely whole different other strategy as well. These are, again, conversations and things you need to be brainstorming when you're thinking about trying to put your home on the marketplace. Because what you price the property now compared to what it might be 3 months from now, compared to what it might be 6 months from now, can be two completely different markets. The market can change just like that. So you need to also ask yourself again, are you willing to price this home to sit or price to sell? Pricing the sit means the comparables say 3 beds, 2 baths for similar homes in your area sell for anywhere between 120 and 130. Well, price to sit, you're saying, well, let's list it for 135, 140, and let's just see what happens. Here's the problem with that. Buyers always shop the highest price and go down. So if I'm a buyer and I'm pre-approved for $130,000, I don't even know your property exists, because when I go in my search parameters as a buyer, I'm going to click $130,000 and less to filter out the homes I can choose from. Also, majority of most buyers have a real estate agent helping them through the process. As a real estate agent, if my buyer's pre-approval max is $130,000, I'm not gonna send them $135,000, $140,000, $145,000 price homes. So your buyer won't even know your home is even available. You can price it at 130, but now because of the interest, because of the demand, because of the anticipation built, now you can potentially sell it for 135, 140 once you got multiple offers. But you need to take in consideration that just pricing it over $5,000 or $10,000 can literally be the difference between a buyer that would like your home, not even knowing that your home is available. Pricing your home to sell means the comparables in the area for this type of house, this many bedrooms, baths, this type of condition in this neighborhood sells for between 120 and 130. Well, you know what? Depending on your situation, if you got a guy to sell right now, you might want to price it at 120 because now agents can tell their clients, hey, the property is slightly below the market value. Let's hurry up and get it before other people are aware of it. Or you can maybe price it at 125. Again, it's all dependent on situation. Your interior condition of the property is going to matter as well. But you need to ask yourself these questions. First thing is, why are you selling? Second thing is, how much time do you really have? And third thing is, what are your relocation plans? It's up to you at the end of the day. The market doesn't care what I think as an agent. It don't care what you think as a seller. Only thing that matters is what the market says. So are you willing to price to sell or price to sit? At the end of the day, the choice is yours.